And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. My guests today are Katherine Anderson with Yavapai College. I also have Haley Robichel with Scooter's Coffee. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This just in, a huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
It's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience because doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I've got two great guests today. I've got Katherine Anderson with Yavapai College, and we also have Haley Robichaud here with Scooter's Coffee. Hey, girls. How are you girls today, ladies?
Hi, Lorette.
How are you, Haley?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you. Yeah, we're fantastic today. It is a Monday, and it's Martin Luther King Monday, so there's a lot of holiday for a lot of other people.
except for us.
Yeah.
Here right now.
Exactly. So those of you out there, we're hoping that you're tuned in and listening to this great show. Katherine, Yavapai College, what's going on over there? What's been happening?
We are keeping busy. You know, just a few job fairs going on in the next few months.
So tis the season for job fairs.
Tis the season for job fairs, kicking it off with the one, the only Chino Valley Job Fair.
That's the first one?
That's the first one.
Yay! So Chino Valley is the first to launch the job season.
Yes.
And that one's coming up. When is that coming
up? That one is going to be February 21st.
February 21st, right around the corner.
Right around the corner, just a little over a month away. I think, I'm not even sure what the date is. It's been a long weekend.
It's the 20th, January 20th.
Right, so we've got, correct.
So we do have some time. So we've got already people that are signed up and registered for this, right?
Yes, we do. We have quite a few. We have over 30 businesses already signed up and registered. And no, it's not too late to join that list.
Yeah, absolutely. We have people all the time that are looking to hire. This is your chance. What a great opportunity.
Yes, last year we had over 200 job seekers come through those doors. It's held at the Chino Valley High School, right here, Chino Valley. Everybody on the radio, you know where I'm talking about. Great high school right next door to the Chino Valley School District.
Right.
Not to be confused with the high school, as I was last year.
Yes.
Right next door to each other.
They're right next door to each other.
And over 200 job seekers there for you to talk to, possibly interview right on site, even maybe hire the day of.
And if you, even if you're hiring for, you know, summer, somebody, you know, you want, you're looking for summer employees, this is the time to really start looking.
Oh, yes. By the time you get the application, do the interviewing, the background process, maybe even some start some training, next thing you know, it's already May.
Exactly. So this is a really great opportunity. You know, any of the summer camps out there that are looking to hire, or anyone looking to hire, you know, part-time work, anything, this is a great chance to really get out there and get somebody qualified.
Exactly. And speaking of to get qualified, even about a few days, week beforehand, we're having a job fair training, a job fair prep class at the Chino Valley High School. Chino Valley Library.
I was like, really?
So for those that are listening going, wait a minute, I'm not a business, but I want to attend the job fair. What can I do in advance to help myself? There's going to be a job fair prep class. And we can talk a little bit more about that later,
yeah.
But I just wanted to bring that up now.
So. Absolutely. So we've got all this stuff going on, you know, with the job fairs. How about you, Haley? I know that you guys were looking to hire.
Yeah, I am looking for, hopefully as the season gets a little bit busier, bring on a couple people on staff. I like to keep a small staff, but at some point, you know, we definitely need to grow. I'm definitely looking for a supervisor right now. So if you know anyone, put in an application on Indeed. But yeah, and then later in the month, maybe the beginning of next month, I'll be looking for a couple baristas as well.
So maybe the job fair is a great opportunity for you guys as well.
I'm giving her that smile.
I know. Yeah. She's like, you better. No, the job fair is just great because it brings in so many people from all over. We don't just have people from Chino Valley attend this job fair. Last year, we drew in people from everywhere.
Right. We do have people from Prescott Valley, or the Quad City, basically.
Right. But we were drawing in people from Ash Fork, too, as well, and also Williams.
Yes.
Which is really kind of great. So this job fair is really a big job fair. And like you said, it's the launch of the job fair season. So it really is the first one. Everyone gets excited for that first one. So if you're interested, any companies that are interested in doing it, what do they have to do, Catherine?
Well, you can go online to yc.edu/jobfair. On the side of the page, I was getting a little tongue-tied there, you'll see all our upcoming job fairs, and Chino Valley is at the top for the job fairs, and there's a link that says register here. And you just click on that. It'll walk you through the process. It is $65 right now to register, and we're keeping all registrations open through February 7th. And
perfect.
At that time, we will be closing it down so we can prepare for the job fair. But the application is all right there online. You can also make payment by credit card online. If you need to submit a check, you can also submit a check. It gives you all those options right there. And then everything gets emailed to me as soon as you hit submit. I know that you've registered.
So for that $65, you get a table at the job fair. But what else do you get?
For $65, you get a table, two chairs, and you get refreshments.
Oh, that's the best part.
And the refreshments, let me tell you guys, it's good.
It is good.
It's really good.
So basically you get a good hearty like breakfast.
Yes.
And you get all the good, you know, the fixings throughout the day.
And a chair.
Yes. Two chairs.
And if it's anything like the food we've had last year, for those that are listening, we're hoping to have those same burritos, the same breakfast burritos.
Those were amazing. Those breakfast burritos were huge.
Yes. It's the only meal you need that day.
Exactly. And so they were fantastic. So I know all the people there loved them. And so they just have to sign up through Yavapai College.
Yes.
And go through, what's the link?
It's yc.edu/jobfair. And just look for the section of the page that says Chino Valley. And along with the registration form, there's also a link of all the participating exhibitors and a link for that job fair prep class that we talked about.
Right.
That's going to be February 18th at the Chino Valley Library. And that class is being put on by Arizona at Work. And they can click on that link and find out all the information.
So they don't have to be. So if you're thinking you have to be like, you know, a big company, a big corporation to go out and hire, you don't have to for this job fair. If you're even if you're looking to hire one or two people, this is for you.
Exactly. And I looking down at the list right now, I can see that there are some companies that are only hiring one or two people. You have some hiring a lot, some just hiring one or two, and that's okay. That's what we're here for, whatever your needs are.
Right. And even that one or two, you know, with the candidates coming in. Last year, there were so many great candidates. And they were able to do interviews on site.
Yes. That's the nice thing about that facility. It does give us the space that if somebody wants to do an interview right on site because they've just met the perfect candidate, there is space for them to go around into the other room and do that interview right there on site. And many of our job fairs, before we leave, we've heard of people walking, you know, right there getting the job offer.
Wow, that's amazing. That's good stuff.
It is very good stuff.
So that's fantastic. So for those of you that are looking for a job, the job fair is February 21st.
February 21st.
And those of you that are looking for job seekers, wanting to hire, it's, you know, go get in touch with you. And that way we can figure out, you know, get them enrolled, get everybody get enrolled in this job fair.
Exactly.
It's a huge job fair.
It is a huge job fair. Like I said, over 200 job seekers attended last year. And I believe we had around 45 businesses there last year. And we have room for more than that. So, like I said, we're already at 30-something now. We still have weeks to go where we can take businesses, and we can go more than 45. So don't think, oh, my gosh, they're already at that number. Nope, it's closed. No, we have room to grow.
Absolutely. And like you said, this job fair is a great way to get exposure, great way to advertise your company and your organization. And what's really great about the job fair that I like is, you know, last year when we were going through, I was like, oh, I didn't know that they had this position for this company. You know, sometimes we think like it's a trucking company. They're not going to hire for a secretary. They're not going to hire for certain things. You just think it's just trucking.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, you're like, well, I don't have a CDL. I don't have this. But once you really start walking around the job fair and realizing the types of, you know, employees that they hire, it was really great.
Yes, you are so true. And that's one thing I try the best that I can because things do change and we don't have all the information. But when you do go online to look at the list of businesses that are participating, we do try to include the positions that we know that they are hiring for.
Yeah.
So that you can go online, like you just said, and go, oh, I didn't know they hired for more than just this position. Maybe I should look into this company. And then you can do your homework and go find out more information about that company and that position. So when you come in that day to the job fair and you go talk to them in person, you've done your homework.
Absolutely.
And that is going to make the biggest impression on that company when you go talk to them and you know what you're talking about.
What are some of the big guys that are coming?
Well, Yavapai Regional Medical Center is going to be
there. Huge company. And that's great, you know?
Mm-hmm. Fan Construction, Drake Cement.
Wow. So there's great opportunities out there.
Yes.
Absolutely. And some of the littler guys?
I don't know if they're littler or not. I'm just going to tell you some of them. Let's see. Caring Presence will be there.
Fantastic.
Your very own Chino Valley Unified School District.
Yes. We are all looking to hire.
Let's see. Elite Community Services, Grand Canyon Railways, Halstead Inc., Touchmark, Taro's Health, Uptown of Chino Valley, Yavapai County. Of course, Yavapai College is going to be there. So many
different people are going to be there. That's fantastic. And the chamber will be there as well.
Chamber, yes.
So we're excited to support this alongside with the town of Chino Valley. So this has been a great big event for us. And this is the second year at this location.
Second year at this location. Yes, we did have to move the location because we outgrew the first spot. So that's a great thing to say that right there. We outgrew the first location. So we had to move to the high school.
So now the high school is a big enough location for us. We can get more people in there, job seekers and people that are doing the job fairs.
Correct.
So, yeah. So, anyway, Catherine, let them know again how they get in touch with you. Where do they call you?
My direct number is 928-776-2008, and the website is yc.edu/job fair.
Well, we'll be back with more on the job fair, and we'll talk to Haley about Scooter's Coffee. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
The year of the cat,
which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year the year of the cat.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I have two wonderful ladies here today on radio with me. I have Catherine Anderson with Yavapai College, the job fair queen, and I also have Haley Robichaux. Did I say that right, Haley?
Robichaux.
Yeah, Robichaux.
You can just say Robo. It's shorter.
Robo. Haley Robo. No, I don't want to butcher your name, but it's definitely a unique name.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it come from?
It's French.
French.
Well, it's Cajun French. I'm down from the bayou. Born in New Orleans.
I totally did not even know the Cajun French.
Yes.
Okay. So, have you always been born and raised in Chino or definitely?
No, I actually just moved out to Prescott in January. I went to 5 different high schools. I've moved like 20 times in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I hate moving. It's the whole packing thing. And,
yeah.
Ugh.
I'm used to it. I don't have things. I have my clothes, I have my bed, and I don't have like stuff sitting around. So, easy to pack up and move whenever you got to.
Gotcha. You sound like you're in witness protection.
Oh,
or
my
something.
Gosh. Yeah, basically, my dad was a Marine, so.
Gotcha. Okay, so definitely that explains it.
Yep.
That totally explains it. So Catherine was talking about they had delicious breakfast burritos that they're serving at the job fair, but I know you guys also do much more than just coffee.
Yeah, and a lot of people think that they come in, they're like, and we are really good at upselling. I'm very proud of that. And so we always offer offer a breakfast sandwich or breakfast burrito, and people are always so shocked that we carry that. But we do have a ton of pastries. We have amazing cinnamon rolls. That's what Scooters is known for. And then we have breakfast burritos, breakfast sandwiches. We just came out with a new steak burrito. And it is very good. They really upped the quality on them in like the last like couple months. They started switching out all of their new burritos. And so now the new one is the steak burrito, and it is very
their burritos
good.
Actually, your burritos are fantastic.
They're amazing.
I can't, you know, every time I go for a coffee, I'm like, oh, and I'll take a burrito. You know, they're really great.
They're very good.
They're just the perfect size too. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
They're great.
You know, I'm hungry.
I know, right?
These ladies aren't helping that.
Exactly.
Get a cinnamon roll.
The cinnamon rolls, I know, are famous. I know so our mayor good. Loves your cinnamon rolls.
Oh, really?
He's always there for the cinnamon rolls. I always see him coming back with cinnamon rolls from Scooters. So you guys, and what other things do you do besides coffee?
So a lot of people don't know we do tea and we do smoothies. We're featuring our matcha smoothie right now.
Matcha smoothie.
Yes.
Is it green?
Very good. It is green.
Yep.
If you do it with strawberry, it's like a poop brown. But
it doesn't taste like poop.
Oh my gosh. It's so good. That's what I'm, when people get a matcha smoothie, they say, try it with strawberry. It's delicious.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What's a matcha smoothie?
So matcha is like a green tea powder. And it's very good. And it's really healthy for
It's
you.
Really healthy, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, like kind of that algae phase. Like
it looks algae. Yeah, yeah, it looks like it, but yeah. It's actually, and it tastes really good. The matcha itself tastes good, but I can only imagine adding strawberries to
it. Yeah, yeah, you could do it hot iced or blended, like most of our drinks.
Yum.
But the most popular is definitely to do a matcha smoothie.
And you guys even have, like, Red Bull Fusions.
Yes.
That's one of my favorites.
We can do a Red Bull Infusion, which is a Red Bull over ice with flavor, or we can do a Vertigo smoothie, which is a Red Bull with a fruit, and it's blended, so it's a smoothie.
So it gives you that energy, so you don't always have to get coffee. I do that one, too. Mm-hmm. I like your Red Bull Infusion.
Yeah.
I think I always go for the lavender.
Oh, it's a good one.
I know.
My favorite's tart cherry.
Oh, I didn't even know you had that flavor. See, how fantastic. So you guys do much more than just coffee.
Definitely.
What is the coffee of the month?
So we are out of Christmas season.
Yeah.
However, we do still have quite a few of our flavors. So if you really enjoyed our sugar cookie latte, come back. We still have some of that flavor. But right now, our signature drink is the sea salt caramelicious, and we are known for our caramelicious, but right now we have our sea salt caramelicious. We also have our vanilla chai, which is very popular. We have gone through a lot of chai. People are loving it.
So that's great. So a lot of options to choose from.
Definitely.
And I know the Scooters app is helpful too.
Yeah. So if you download our app, you get $2 off your first order. And for every dollar you spend, you get 3 smiles, which is like a point. And you don't even have to upload your card to the app.
Oh, I totally get it now. That's what's on the coffee, that little sticker.
The little smile.
I wondered. I love that little sticker on my coffee. It makes me happy when I'm drinking it. But I had.
It's so cute for those in Radio Land. That can't see Lorette. It's like the light bulb just went off.
Totally. I was like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
Don Eccles and his wife, they used to, I can never remember Don Eccles. He's the starter of Scooters. And she used to put a little smile on everyone's cup, and then it became a thing. And so we sit there and we stick our lids all day. So everyone shares the smiles.
Is it always the same smile, or do they like change it?
No, it's seasonal. So we just had a little smile with a scarf, and now
I knew it. I was like, there's a reason for this on my coffee, but I love it. I love little things like that. It's the little things that mm-hmm. just make me happy.
And it's really cool because it's not like a factory's like stickering it on there. Like one of my baristas or me are sitting there, and we're sitting there just like putting stickers on your cup so that whenever you're taking a sip, you see it smiling at
you. Which sticker is it now?
Right now it's just the basic one.
The smiley face?
Just the little like yellow smiley face.
Oh, I thought it would have hearts for eyes.
You know what? They did have Valentine's. That last year, so I wouldn't be surprised if we get a roll in my next order.
Yeah, see, Valentine's. Is there a Valentine's one, a special one that's coming out? Like any Valentine drink?
Any Valentine drink? No, not that I've heard of. If there is, I'll be getting a packet the beginning of February. So that's why I said I might be getting the stickers.
Yeah,
in the
absolutely.
Order.
Well, and there's all kinds of red drinks that you could probably make.
Yeah, like a tart cherry Red Bull infusion.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great. You have like, and what is your favorite smoothie?
My favorite smoothie, I will always do like strawberry mango. And what's really good is we offer energy powder or protein powder, and you can always add a scoop of that in there. So if I don't drink coffee in the morning, I'll throw a scoop of energy powder into my smoothie.
I did not know you did that.
Yeah. No, always trying to help.
So you've got energy powder that you can put in there and
protein powder.
So is that for like the weightlifters?
Yeah.
The ones that want to bulk up.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Now they're in here doing arm.
Yeah. We're going to have a push-up contest.
Yeah, she'll win. She's much younger. I was like, she's much younger. So you guys have a lot going on at Scooters.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we just opened our second location on Gurley Street. So that's fun.
That's great. Where is it by on Gurley Street? Is it just you're right on Gurley Street?
It's on Gurley and Rush.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And that was a second location that just mm-hmm. opened up too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And where's Scooters from?
Scooters is based out of Omaha, Nebraska. And there's a lot over there. So it's kind of new to Arizona. There's about 3 locations in Phoenix, and now there's 2 locations up here.
Wow. So yeah, well, cause a lot of people go, you know, where's Scooters from? Mm-hmm. You know, they're always asking. Yeah. So it is from Nebraska. Yeah. So it's a chain from out there.
Yeah. And it's 20 years old now. So, yep.
20 years old. Wow.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Scooters Coffee is amazing. I mean, like people don't even know that you can get food there.
Yeah.
So are you guys, it's just breakfast food?
Yeah, we just have the burritos and the breakfast sandwiches and a couple pastries.
Is that all day long?
It is all day long.
Yeah, oh. Have a burrito all day long.
Yeah, I know. I am one of those people that love breakfast, so that's mm-hmm. why I asked. So you yeah. can, like, during 2 o'clock, you know, when you need that little pick-me-up.
Right now?
I know.
Right now.
Burritos all around. I know. So you can get burritos, you can get anything, any pastries, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. You have muffins, too?
Yep, we have our signature Caramelicious muffin.
Ooh, I did not know you had it.
You've got to try them, Lorette. They're amazing.
I was thinking like blueberry.
And then we also have a blueberry.
Okay, I'm good. Let's go.
A chocolate.
I know. What's the Caramelicious muffin, though?
So the Caramelicious is our signature drink. So like I said, we have our sea salt Caramelicious right now.
Right.
But our Caramelicious is just made with our creamy caramel sauce. So if you order a caramel latte, we'll do it with like a syrup. But if you do a Caramelicious, it's like saucy and yummy. And
gotcha.
So our muffin just like mimics that like caramel sauce flavor.
Yum. And yeah. So I have to ask you, I went there the other day and I asked for a latte and they asked me if I wanted it wet or dry.
Did you order a cappuccino?
Probably. Okay, I did not know what I, and I was like, I don't know what this even means. Right. I was like, wet or dry?
So my coffee nerd kicking in. I've been a barista for a really, really long time
perfect.
Now.
Perfect.
And so, Scooters is a very different environment. It's, very fast paced and it's not that like same like barista thing you think of.
Yeah.
But a cappuccino is shots of espresso with milk foam. And so you stretch that milk so it gets really, really foamy. And so when people order a cappuccino, sometimes they don't know that that's what they're ordering. So we kind of ask that question if you want it wet or dry. So you kind of know, like, what am I ordering? Because, like, if you're ordering a cappuccino and you're wondering what is wet or dry, maybe that's not what you're wanting.
Well, I totally liked it. But I'm a coffee person anyway, but I just didn't know. So if it's wet, it has more foam?
It has more milk. So it's
going to
be, like,
milk.
More of that wet texture.
Okay.
But if it's dry, it's going to be a lot more foam and it's going to be a lot more aerated.
Aerated.
Yeah. So, I don't drink coffee, so all of this is like a foreign
you'll
language.
Like a Caramelicious.
You'll like the Caramelicious. Yeah, I've not tried the Caramelicious.
So good.
Gotcha.
Yeah. With how much I love coffee, I'm surprised by the amount of blended Caramelicious I drink, because that's not really coffee. It's just like a dessert, but it's so good.
So there's like dessert coffees, there's smoothies there, there's everything there.
Yeah, and if you do like coffee a lot, always adding in an extra shot is a good idea. Yeah, for that coffee flavor.
Yeah, you guys always ask me, do you want another shot? I'm like, sure.
Why not?
Sure. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's why I was asking, because like when I went there, they really asked me if I want a wet or dry coffee. I was like, I don't know. Make it how you make it. I'm not sure what I'm asking for.
Well, now you know.
Okay, so now I know. So dry means more foam.
Yes.
Wet means more milk.
Yeah.
I got it.
So wet is more like a latte on the latte side and a cat. And
what if you want it in the middle? Is there certain
things? Yeah, you can totally ask for just half and half.
Oh.
Yeah.
You could ask for half wet, half dry.
Yeah.
You could just say right in the middle?
Yep.
Perfect.
So we'll
see, now I've learned how to order coffee.
So you can go in there
right way.
You can go in there, you know, your fake James Bond and be like, wet. not dry.
Exactly. Well, and now I can actually order coffee and actually understand it. You know, before I was like, I don't know. Just give it to me however. You know? But they've always been super nice. You guys are great up at the window.
Thank you.
Really helpful, too.
Good. Yeah, I'm really proud of my staff, and they're all great with people.
Where are you located in Chino Valley?
We are right across the street from Chino Valley High.
From Chino Valley High School?
Yeah.
So, perfect. You're also, like, in what street is that? Off the highway?
Off the highway, yep. So, it's
Just right across the street from the high school. Do you have a lot of high school students coming
in? Oh, my goodness. You know what? When we opened, we really thought it would be an after-school rush, but the kids love walking into school with their drink. It's cooler that way. So before school, we get that high school rush.
Oh, wow.
That makes sense.
That does make sense.
I know. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
So that does make sense. So the morning rush is when everyone's kind of coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I always go for coffee, like, you know, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I need that little pick-me-up, that little something. But like I said, your Red Bull Fusions are fantastic.
So good.
They are good, especially I did not know about that cherry tart that I could add.
Yeah.
Gosh, so many different flavors and all this stuff I can find online.
Yep. If you go onto the Scooter's website, there's a full menu. If you come in, we have a little paper menu that a lot of people ask for. Also, the Scooter's app is always promoting certain drinks. And
That's the thing to get. Download the Scooter's app. That's what I need to do. I still need to do that.
Yeah, download the Scooter's app. You'll get $2 off your first order, and then you can be on your way to get
some
free
drinks. Does that apply to food, too?
So just your first order. Yep, it'll take $2
off. Nice. So I'll totally be like, okay, I'll have this coffee.
She's planning tomorrow.
I was like, yeah, tomorrow I'll download.
Be bright and early, 5 a.m.
Oh, wow. So you guys open up. 5 a.m.
We open at 5 a.m. on weekdays, and we close at 6 p.m. every day. On weekends, we open at 6 a.m.
And what time do you close on the weekends?
6 p.m. as well.
So 6 p.m.
Yeah.
So you're close at 6 p.m. every day, but you're open at 5 or 6.
Yes.
Depending on if it's the weekend, it's 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Wow. Do you get a lot of 5 a.m.ers?
There is one lady that's in the drive-thru ready to go every morning at 5 a.m. She's like, hello, I'm here. We're like, I'm ready with your coffee.
That's fun.
Yep.
What a great, you know, so she's just the regular.
Yeah.
One of your regulars that comes in. You guys probably know a lot of people by name already.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I could like give shout outs. Hello, Amanda. Jeff, how you doing? We have a lot of people that we know their names. We know their orders. There's one guy that gets a large blended mocha. We see him pull up. We're like, we already have it ready for you. And he comes in, gives us.
See, I would be horrible at that. Because I change my mind all the time.
I know. I'd be like, no, I'm the same way. Something different today.
Me too. Because I go with my mood. I'm like, I feel like this today, or I feel like this today, or like trying something different.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I could tell you on the speaker, hey, I want to try something different. And I have done that. I'm like, so what do you guys recommend? And they're like, what about this, this, and this? I'm like, all right. Yeah, you guys are great at recommending different drinks too. Because there's times where I don't feel like that, you know, sugary, but I want something salty.
Yeah.
I guess that's where that salty
sea salt caramelicious
comes in. How?
Yeah, and you can always ask for something salt.
I know, right?
Sea salt caramelicious. Okay, I can't.
We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Broken screen? Dead battery? Batteries Plus Bulbs can fix that. Screens repaired and batteries replaced. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from delivering your best smash shot on the pickleball court. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back in the game. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center, and your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins, an exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team, a customized approach to vein health, and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Hundreds gathered this morning to remember and honor the life of Dr. Martin Luther King. With a torchbearer leading the crowd, they made the three-mile walk from Pilgrim Rest Baptist Church to Margaret T. Hance Park for an all-day festival. Congressman and former mayor Greg Stanton was among the marchers.
I love coming here every single year. This is a great tradition in the community where we celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. King. We reflect on how far we've come, but realize we still got a long way to go in order to have true justice in the United States of America.
Voting rights, voter suppression, it's still a huge issue. We want to get as many people participating in elections as possible and make it as easy as possible to vote. That's one way we can live up to the legacy of Dr. King.
It's a rare midweek morning game for the Northern Arizona Suns as they host the Rio Grande Valley Vipers Tuesday morning for Kids Day at 11 o'clock, when all kids attending from area schools will receive interactive workbooks. Tip-off is at 11 o'clock at the Finley Toyota Center. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow with scattered showers, chilling late tonight to a wet 40, then a rainy high near 49 tomorrow, warming back up to a mostly sunny 54 Wednesday through Friday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same scattered showers tonight and tomorrow, chilling after bedtime to a rainy 44, highs near a cloudy wet 55 tomorrow, clearing to around 60 Wednesday through Friday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues in just a moment on KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This just in, a huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Talk of the Show, KQ&A. I'm here with my two guests, these wonderful ladies. I'm here with Katherine Anderson of Yavapai College and Haley...
We're just going to go with Robo for now.
Haley Robo. No,
RoboCop.
Robo Show. Robo Show with Scooter's Coffee House. So, yeah, thanks for being here today. We still have so much to talk about, both coffee and job fair. So, Katherine, we were talking about a little bit about the job fair and saying that there's going to be some job prep coming up.
Yes. It's going to be a job fair prep class on February 18th from 3 to 4:30 at the Chino Valley Library.
So it's going to be February 18th,
mm-hmm.
And that's the job fair prep class.
Job fair prep class.
What are some of the things you're going to learn for a job fair prep class?
She's going to talk about resumes and how to dress appropriately, how to approach the job fair tables, what you can even expect at a job fair. Sometimes we get people at these job fairs that have never been to a job fair before, yeah. And they don't even know what it's going to be like once that door opens.
Absolutely, because job fairs can be intimidating. You walk in as somebody that's looking for a job. It is a bit intimidating to walk around and see 40 different employers plus and not really sure, you know, what they're looking for.
Right.
So this is a way to make sure that resume is up to par. And if you don't have a resume, they're going to help you.
Yes. And you can go anytime on that note. If you're listening today going, okay, is there just a certain day I can go over there and have my resume looked at and to see if it's up to date or what I can add? No, there's not a certain day. It's any day of the week. You can go to Arizona at Work and Goodwill of Central and Northern Arizona any day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and they'll help you with your resume. So they'll take a look at it and go, ooh, here's an area that you might want to focus on more, or, hey, your resume's perfect. Great job. That's what they're here for. And they're partners in the job fair also.
Right.
So right now they're even more ramping up to help individuals because they know this job fair is right around the corner.
Absolutely. And so who are some of the other partners in the job fair?
We have the town of Chino Valley, the Chino Valley School District, Goodwill, NACOG, Assistio Home Health, FAN, Res Care Home Care, along with Yavapai College. And of course, the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely. So it's just a great time. That job fair readiness class or job fair getting ready for that class, I don't know.
Job fair prep class.
That's going to be February
18th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. at the Chino Valley Library. And more information about that class is available on the job fair website at yc.edu/jobfair. And you can just click on the link. For that
job fair. Right. And so you're saying they can help you, like, learn how to dress for this job fair.
Yes. And You don't need to come in a formal suit to these job fairs, but you need to come in looking professional.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a tuxedo only event.
Ball gown optional.
Ball gown optional. No, yeah.
No, not quite that much. But shorts, tank tops, flip-flops, leave those at home. You should come in a nice pair of khakis or a nice skirt, a skirt that's closer to knee length than
Absolutely yes. correct, though, you know, because first impressions are really first impressions.
Definitely.
And they say that, but we just finished doing a round of interviews, and I have to say, you know, really first impressions matter. And so the way you're dressed really states a lot about you.
Exactly.
Who you are, what you're representing, and, you know, going forward.
Right. Because for some of these companies that are there, they just send a representative.
Right.
For other companies, this is the person that's doing the hiring. You could be meeting your future employer. They could be doing the interview right there on the spot. And if you're walking in with jeans that are full of holes,
Which is stylish, but not for a job fair.
You coming in looking like you haven't even showered, like you just got out of bed and showing up there. Oh, there's a job fair, I think.
That's us today.
Yeah, that is us today. But
I showered before I came here.
Okay, I did shower. It was our technically, you know, day off, and so we're rushing to make this show.
Well, we're in our day off attire, which none of you can see right now. However,
yes. Only you can see my rabbit flip-flops that I'm wearing.
Yeah, no rabbit flip-flops to the job fair.
Perfect.
You could be, I just want to say, you could be the most qualified person for the job. Your resume looks awesome. You have all the skills. And then you walk up there looking like you haven't showered or you just rolled out of bed.
That's what
they might remember, because they're going to be like, okay, is this how the person might show up for work? Is this what we're going to expect? That's the impression that you don't want to leave. So show up, dress for success, show up like you care.
Show up and show out, right?
So yes, absolutely. So back to scooters. Haley, so, do you have any specials? Like, can I bring my dog there? Am I not allowed to bring my dog?
Please bring your dog through the drive-thru. So we don't have any indoor seating, which people sometimes like try to come inside.
I love the outdoor seating though.
Yeah, there's a couple little chairs and stuff, but people bring their dogs all the time. One of our favorite customers, Alex, has a dog named Zeus, and she doesn't even have to say anything. We just hear the, oh, from the dog. And we give him a little dog bone and a little whipped cream cup in it, and we call it a Pupalicious. So like how we have our Carmelicious, we got our Pupalicious.
Pupalicious. I love that. So that's a great opportunity for those, you know, because we are a dog community.
Yeah.
And so people can bring their dogs with them.
Yes.
And you guys are, actually, my daughter knows scooters by, she calls it the cow milk. She always gets a chocolate milk there.
Aww.
And she says, oh, cow. Because she remembers you guys pass out the milks with the cow. It's starting young, you know, what can
a little
I say?
Organic Valley ones.
Yes. That's what she goes for. She's like, oh, mom, chocolate milk. And she calls it the cow. So every time we pass by a scooter, she goes, cow. So, yeah, I know exactly, as a mom, know exactly what she's saying, but, you know, everyone else is like, what does this child want?
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So you got Pupalicious going on, and I know you also have some healthy options as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of people come in just, a lot of people ask for bananas. Unfortunately, right now we do not have bananas, but we do have oatmeal, which everyone really loves and is very, very good.
And right now it's perfect time for oatmeal.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's cold outside. You want something to warm your belly. Mm-hmm. You want something delicious.
Yes.
And oatmeal is really filling.
Yeah, it is. And then you can get a bagel to go with that. Just like a bagel with cream cheese.
I didn't even know you guys did bagels. See, I'm learning all kinds of stuff today.
I'm still hungry.
I know. So great. So you do oatmeal and then you do the matcha tea.
Yep.
So and then matcha tea with strawberries.
Yes, matcha tea with strawberries. So good. So, yep, like I said, we could do that matcha hot iced or blended.
And then you do gift cards as well.
Yeah, so we have gift card options. We also sell mugs and tumblers. And we still have some Christmas ones left over. And then we have also our New Year ones. We have a nice water bottle available. And like it's white, and then we have a pretty blue tumbler. I really like them.
So can I bring my tumbler back if I buy it and then just get it refilled with
Definitely,
you guys?
Definitely, yeah. Oh. I mean, you know, save the turtles. Bring your tumbler back.
Save the turtles. Okay. like,
reduce, reuse, recycle.
Exactly. Okay, so I can bring my tumbler back in each time.
Yeah, we'd love to refill that for you.
Thanks for letting us know all about Scooter's Coffee. Great places to go, great locations. You got two locations, one in Prescott and one in Chino. And so many options to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, you've got smoothies, you've got teas, you've got coffee, you've got all kinds of breakfast things going on. What a great thing. Thanks for being here today.
Thank
and thanks
you
for
so
letting
much.
Me know about it. Catherine, thanks for being here today. Job fair queen.
Yes, but I left my tiara at home today.
Oh, that's what was missing.
Yeah. I didn't.
Yeah. So Haley didn't. She has her tiara.
Yeah, she has hers on.
I know, right? It makes you feel like an underdog a little bit. Yeah, I appreciate both of you ladies being here today. It was so fantastic to learn about the job fair and about Scooter's Coffee House. What a great show. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
The year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year the year of the cat.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. My guests today were Catherine Anderson with Yavapai College, and I had Haley Robichaux with Scooter's Coffee, and they were both fantastic today. Here's the chance where you pull out your calendars for what's up and coming in Chino Valley. January 23rd, the Chino Valley Citizens Academy is starting up. So if you want to learn about Chino Valley and its history and everything to do about Chino Valley, sign up for the Chino Valley Citizens Academy. It is absolutely free, and you sign up at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. That's chinovalley.org. January 28th, we've got Women in Business starting up again. Women in Business, their next one is at Centennial Center from 11:30 to 1 p.m. And they will have Veronica Morrow as a guest speaker, and she'll be a inspirational speaker for all the women out there. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day, on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reprographics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.